Hey everybody, myself Tanish Chavan and welcome to this Question Existing podcast produced by Refer Studios. And this episode is a very candid talk by me because I'm soon going to be 18 on October 27. And I just want to share about my experiences in the age of 17. So when 17 started, for me, it was a great start, and soon I achieved and secured state third rank in my 11th class, and it was very great. But there were moments in my life where everything became silent, and I was so confused after that. And this year for me, if I have to summarize, this year was great in three categories: academically, creatively, and personally. Academically, because I secured state third rank in my 11th intermediate boards and also earned a seat in JNTU Sultanpur. That's a very great news for me, yes. And second thing, creatively, I have so many achievements on my hand. I'm saying it so proudly because I'm feeling so proud about it. Story Mirror awarded, honored me with Literary Lieutenant Award. And I don't know, but I have created 5 singles this year, at this age. Ludo, Anti-Love, Never Have I Ever, Anti-Remastered Version. And I was even nominated for Author of the Week in the month of July. And even won it. I have 2 successful podcast shows, Unlock the Secrets and Range of Stories, running, which got trended and is now trending since last 30 weeks on Podchaser under the category of books. And personally, I feel like I have established a spiritual relationship between me and Vasudev. And there were so many ups and downs. I said now, I felt silent sometimes and confused sometimes. At that time, this Lord Vasudev, I don't know how, but helped me a lot. And whenever I think about Vasudev, tears just dropped from my ears. I don't know why. And this age of 17 for me was a great start, was a great experience, was full of opportunities provided by Hubhopper, Story Mirror, Anchor, Amuse, Root Note, and many others I don't even remember now. And thank you for every opportunity, and I hope I gave 100% on everything. So being busy keeps me happy because I cannot be idle, you know. And this quality of mine came from my grandparents, because my grandma also doesn't sit idle, so am I. I too don't like to be idle, so I work. Either it's ghar ka kaam ya bahar ka kaam ya creative kaam ya school college ka kaam. I like to do something or the other because I don't like to sit idle. This age of 17 taught me a lot of things which my entire life couldn't teach. This age of 17 gave confidence in me, a seed of confidence, not complete a tree. But slowly I am developing that confidence, because I am that child who has the least confidence in a room. But this creative process, whatever destiny has planned, grew my confidence a little bit. I am at this point that I don't take a fuck from people, and I don't give a fuck to people. So whatever people might say, let them say, you just have to work really hard on your dreams, on what destiny plans on you, and whenever something is failing, just work on that. Don't think failure is an end. It's a detour. It's the next path. Maybe God is planning something big and huge for you. So this age taught me that. And also one more thing that my sister told: you cannot be hero in everybody's story. You cannot be significant in everybody's life. You can only be significant in your own life. That's why I like to be secretive and don't try to interfere in others' lives so much. I just like to be and do my work, complete my work, give my 100% onto that, and just that's it. And whatever results might come, I just don't think about it. Just don't. I never thought that Anti would be that successful what it is now. So 17 actually taught me a lot of things that I couldn't even say now. And family matters. Opinions of family matters. You know, sometimes I got frustrated. Sometimes I wept bitterly. Sometimes I was so happy, so overwhelmed. And sometimes things didn't go well. In the age of 17 itself, there were different experiences, and not one day was similar. And I don't like every day to be similar. Every day was different, filled with struggles, filled with good success and failures. And I love it, because behind one success there are thousands of failures. And this 17 taught me that, you know, and that is the true reality and harsh reality of the life. And one more harsh reality is that you are gonna die one day. Okay, maybe after recording this I might die. So live life like you have no regrets and no complaints. Like, I don't regret on anything I have done. Maybe mistakes. I do plenty of mistakes. I am a statue of mistakes. Humans are the statue of mistakes. We are not robots. We cannot be perfect all the time. Accepting that made me happy. Accepting that makes me positive. You know, accepting yourselves with all the flaws makes you positive, makes you like out of this world, and that is missing. And age of 17 just taught me that, and that just generates confidence in you. That's it for this episode. Age of 17 was a great experience, full of ups and downs. You lose something, you gain something, you have to sacrifice something for gaining something. And life is not permanent. You will die for sure. So before you die, try to do whatever you want to do. Do what is needed for you. At least when you die, you have no regrets. And when you're working on something, you should not complain. Just devote to that. I just do that. I give my 100% on whatever I do, and no complaints, no regrets. I just experience the life. I just experience those failures and success. Because I want to. Whenever I pray to God, I don't ask a gift from Him, because God is not a Santa Claus. Whenever I pray to Him, I pray for the strength, for giving me the strength to achieve whatever I want to. Because I don't want God to remove failures from my life. I want to experience failures. I want to experience criticism. I want to experience success. I want to experience life. Because life is full of success and failures, and no person in this world at least are completely happy or completely sad. जस्ट एक्सेप्ट दैट, बिकॉज मेनी ऑफ अस थिंक दैट ओ वो तो हमेशा हैप्पी होगा, उसको तो हमेशा सक्सेस ही मिलेगा. ऐसा नहीं होता है. व्हेन यू जस्ट गो डाइव इनटू देयर स्टोरी और देयर लाइफ, यू अंडरस्टैंड दैट बिहाइंड एवरी सक्सेस देयर आर थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ फेलियर्स, बट स्टिल दे पुट अ स्माइल ऑन देयर फेस एंड दैट्स कॉल्ड ग्रेटनेस, दैट्स नॉट हिपोक्रेसी, यू नो. And that's showing your efforts flawlessly. Your efforts will color your life. That is what I have understood. So just work on your dreams and bye. Let's meet on another candid talk. Bye.